Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, the freest show on the radio waves, in my opinion. 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily, but if you're listening and you want to join the discussion, dial those magic 10 digits. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
and Peakless Mountaineer.
We were just talking about this, and so I'll tell you about it. ForkFest 2022 is coming up. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021 and looks to possibly have even sold out already. At least there aren't any campsites available.
Oh, for ForkFest?
Yeah, for ForkFest, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
ForkFest, there's plenty of, I don't want to say plenty, but there's certainly
there's sites that can be... There's non-zero.
Yeah, sites that can be reserved. There's hotel. I just booked my my ForkFest stuff. I got a hotel room, so
nice.
I'm good there. But at Rogers Campground, it takes place the week after ForkFest. But it's decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one in charge. All you have to do is join the fun and reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in New Hampshire. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can also find the ForkFest Telegram and the Matrix chat rooms and the ForkFest forum. Again, links to those, forkfest.party. It's going to be an amazing 2 weeks, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, followed by ForkFest. I look forward to it. If you're going to attend, come and party with the captain.
I'll be there.
And Peakless Mountaineer. So, what were we going to do? We were talking about
censorship.
Stuff. Oh, censorship, right.
We have teased them long enough.
Right. All right. So, before we do that, let's just go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to point out that their government should never be involved in anything where a profit can be derived.
You had me at government should never be involved in anything.
Agreed.
Well, it has to be involved in certain things because there's certain things.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say you don't have a job and you want to have a job. Let's say you're an engineer. Let's say maybe you graduated in the middle of your class and you want to be an engineer and you're an honest person and you would like to be an engineer. But on the other hand, engineers, for the most part, are not salesy type of people. They're not negotiators. They're not connivers. They're not con men. They're not good at convincing people, typically. They're basically black and white. I mean, if something will work, it's fine. They can figure that out. If something won't work,
I'm following you so far.
Social skills is not their focus. Got it.
Got it.
Okay, exactly. And now they want a job. So mm-hmm. What do they do? They pick up the phone and start calling companies and say, "Hi, my name is Joe, and I'd sure like to work for your company." And
or you could hire someone to do that for you.
You could, but then again, what are you doing? You're hiring somebody who has those other skills.
Yes. Okay. It's called specialization of labor.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine. His wife is a recruiter. That's all she does is helps people who lack the social skills find jobs.
Okay, but the thing is, a person just out of school, a young person, might not have the funds to hire somebody to do that.
Well, interestingly enough, some of these recruiters actually work on compensation from employers. So if they find an employer, a candidate with the right set of skills that they're looking for, the employer actually pays the recruiter. So the person who's looking, you know, who's arguably broke or whatever because they don't have a job, doesn't have to foot the bill.
And if this person had the money to go to school for engineering, they could set some aside to hire someone to do this part when they're done.
So how does government get involved here, Robert?
Okay, most of the time they're deeply in debt these days when they go to engineering school because it's so expensive. And so they really.
But it would be unreasonable for them to get a little further in debt to hire someone who has social skills to get them a job.
If they could. Their bank wouldn't probably touch them with a 10-foot pole under normal circumstances, I don't believe, because they want to see your balance sheet. In other words, how are we going to make a profit for sure out of this? If banks don't lend money to people who don't.
Have you heard of these things called credit cards?
Maybe, but on the other hand, he probably wouldn't get a credit if he doesn't have a job.
So if you're making the assumption that he can get the loan to go to school and that he can pay for his rent and his food while he's going to school, but it's unreasonable to put aside, you know, a couple $100 to hire someone to get him a job after he's out of school. And that's why we need people with guns to step in and cause and force other people to pay for that service.
The problem is that the university will make sure that he gets the money to show up in class, he has food on the table and a place to sleep, because it's in their interest. They're getting some time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about an adult here.
We're talking about schools that are charging much too high of a price, ripping these poor kids off. They have nothing in their pockets.
Yeah, why are they charging so much?
Almost like there was some kind of forced monopoly.
It's the free market system.
No, it is absolutely not the free market system.
You ever heard of it?
Oh, academia is not a free market phenomenon.
Hang on, both of you.
Wait a minute.
Hang on, Robert. There's this thing called guaranteed student loans, and this is why these schools charge such exorbitant prices, is because the government decided that it would come in, and despite not having passed any sort of credit check or background, it was just going to give everybody student loans, basically, with almost no requirements. And so then all of a sudden schools went, oh, well, if the government's going to guarantee these loans, we should raise our prices because we can, and now we're going to be taking on people who are less qualified, and so we have to mitigate our risk. So
well,
at any rate, I'm still waiting for
your point
where the government actually is necessary for some reason.
You wouldn't have nearly as many engineers if the kids couldn't afford the tuition, and they wouldn't be able to afford the tuition if that tuition money weren't backed by the federal government. In other words, the
absolutely
school
incorrect.
This money.
Absolutely incorrect. So consider something, for example, where the government doesn't have its fingers in that particular pie, like trucking. So I was looking into becoming a trucker, and becoming a trucker, like getting my CDL, my commercial driver's license, was an expensive process. Now, what you can do is you sign on for a certain amount of service with a particular company, and they go, okay, well, you will be able to be a trucker, you will be able to make us money, so we will put the money forward on this. Now, if you didn't have this, if you didn't have this need already met by force, then whatever company refused to pay for people for able and intelligent people to get that education and then to work for them for a period of time, whatever company is refusing to do that is going to be pushed out of the marketplace by competition.
Right. For the listeners out in Radio Land who are looking for a job, this is all very good advice, but Robert, I'm still waiting for the part where government is necessary somehow for this engineer.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem there is. Business is not interested if it can't make a profit within 5 years on its investment, and that includes personnel. They will not pay for a kid to go to college and go to engineering school. That's a big investment, at least 4 years, if not 5 or 6, by the time he's got a degree after his BA or BS. Whereas a trucker, first of all, right now the truck industry, the transportation industry is desperate, and it doesn't cost them anywhere near as much time and money as it would to send kids to engineering school.
There are plenty of companies right now, like, for example, an oil company that will pay for you to get a degree in geology so that they can move you from this position to that position.
There's also companies who do a thing called junior engineering, and this is where they will hire somebody who wants to be an engineer, put them in a position at a lower rate of pay so that they can sort of mentor somebody who's already an engineer, and then that company will do tuition reimbursement for that person to go to school to become the actual engineer they want to become, all of which doesn't require any government to happen. Thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. Yes, indeed, things would be much different if government did not exist. More Free Talk Live coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. You'll enjoy more sexual stamina and better all-around health. Side effects do not include...
And it cleans your dishes, too.
And what?
And it cleans your dishes, too.
Cleans your dishes. It'll vacuum your floors. Yes. It's Free Talk Live, everybody. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves just by dialing 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
I have to get to this. This is from the freethoughtproject.com. The headline reads, "Not letting a good tragedy go to waste. Big tech using Ukraine to censor independent media." This was posted March 3rd. Apparently, in this new day and age, defending freedom and democracy means you must eliminate freedom and democracy in regard to the sharing of information. In order to create and foster a freer and more peaceful world, we must silence anyone who questions our tactics and motives for obtaining that ostensible goal. Peace, we are now told, will come from McCarthyism in 2022. For those of you who don't know what McCarthyism is, in 1950, Senator Joseph McCarthy began a massive campaign to silence anyone who would dare question the establishment's move involving the Soviet Union. These attacks on information would eventually become known as McCarthyism. Using anti-communism as a means of stoking fear, the McCarthyist cult went after countless individuals who were silenced, lost their jobs, put on blacklists, and even imprisoned. Years after the campaign began, people finally realized they had been persecuting entirely innocent people. Using extrajudicial procedures, whose only crime was questioning the status quo.
Now,
I'll stop there because, you know, we talked about the Facebook thing coming down that smells like McCarthyism from a corporate perspective to me.
Well, and anytime that we bring up McCarthyism, I do have to point out the one place he was actually correct. The State Department was absolutely filled to the brim with Russian agents from the USSR reporting to the Kremlin and changing our system fundamentally. Now, if he had stuck to cleaning his own house instead of oppressing everything else and saying, Hollywood, you have to operate this way, and you people can't make these movies. You know, all that sort of nonsense.
Well, whatever the case is, I guarantee you that the United States of America today is far more communist than the communism McCarthy was referring to.
No, without a doubt.
And we could talk more about this. I don't really want to talk much about McCarthyism. That's just the preface to the rest of this article, and we'll talk more about what's going on.
And it's just another example of using force to solve your problem makes the problem worse.
So let's go to somebody who claims to be a communist. This is Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you guys remember the McCarthyism, and that was a big witch hunt. And then, you, like you said, this country is more communist than ever before, but nobody knows what they have. The socialism is communism, but which is sad. But what I wanted to call in about was that there are a bunch of refugees fleeing Belarus also. So they're going to Poland from the country of Belarus.
Right.
So what that means is that the separatists are there, and then the separatists that want to join with Russia, and they're coming out alive. I'm sure that it's a, before they were kind of suppressed, even though they were supportive of Russia. Now they want to come out and, you know, and fight and run off all the NATO supporters out of their countries and help the Russians. So that is what is going on. And so then, you know, I'm calling in as an American communist, and my shout out to the Americans is that If you like socialism, communism in America, then we have to be on the Russian side, like I am, and, you know, and then be supportive of that. And I'm just hoping that I don't get put in jail if they jack me up, you know, but the FBI is listening to me.
Oh, you can guarantee that the FBI is listening to you, to this program.
So quick question. How exactly do you personally tell the difference between socialism and fascism? I mean, apart from possibly the racial issue, which tends to but isn't required for fascism, it seems to me that Russia's current government is fundamentally a corporate fascist dictatorship rather than a socialist dictatorship. Now you fascist obviously think that it is in fact communist, and I wonder how you can tell the difference between those two things.
Well, the thing is that I actually, you know, attended Communist Party meetings, so I know their economic policies. Even though there was corruption, like as we see, they have boats and yachts or whatever, there, and then the rural elite have the best of everything. That's kind of like what I see, but still. Socialism is where you, whatever one's ability is, you contribute, and then you receive according to your needs, and then all of the resources are distributed equally, so that entire that has the universal healthcare, free healthcare, and free education for all.
Right, but it's the central government that determines who can contribute what and who has what needs, right?
I don't know, but it's, I guess they evaluate how much people can contribute.
By they, you mean the central government, right?
Right, I suppose so, or the community that decides.
Oh, well, so hold on. So I'd like to offer a different way of accomplishing that end. So instead of having a central group that determines who needs what and who can afford to, because, you know, you don't want to take what someone needs to survive, right? So instead of having a central group that determines what you don't need to survive, what's your surplus, and what other people need, instead of doing that, we could just each of us determine what is our own surplus and then freely offer that to those who we determine individually are in need.
Well, I mean, that's what communism does.
That's what the free market does.
Well, the free market, without the communist, they don't give you nothing. Why do you think they're having a war? I mean, look.
Have you heard of a charity?
Yeah, so, Sarah, first of all.
Okay, hold on.
No, hang on. You need to understand that what you're living in the United States of America is not a free market.
Right, that's what you have said, right? Okay, welfare, and I'm on disability, I'm on Medicaid, which is free health care. Those are socialist communist programs.
She really is a socialist.
Right, okay, but you know what the thing is? It was when, like, people died for it. People got put in jail in the McCarthy era. People died in the revolution. People got, look at Angela Davis. She was a communist running for politics. They put her in jail.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to comment, this is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People in Ukraine are crying out for help. So far, over a million people have fled the Russian invasion. Cities are now under siege, and some people are trapped because bridges and other exits have been blocked. Russian President Vladimir Putin says any attempt at a no-fly zone over Ukraine will be considered to be participation in the armed conflict. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the Polish foreign minister at the border between Poland and Ukraine. He acknowledged the major role Poland is playing in taking in massive numbers of Ukrainian refugees.
As of today, more than 700,000 people have been forced to flee the violence perpetrated by Russia by crossing the border from Ukraine to Poland.
The meeting came as a brief ceasefire in two Ukrainian cities near the border broke down. The halt in violence was supposed to allow more people to leave. This is USA Radio News. A federal appeals court on Friday ruled that the Biden administration may expel migrants under a Trump-era policy to limit the spread of COVID-19, but block the U.S. government from sending them to locations where they face danger. The District of Columbia U.S. Circuit Court in part upheld the government's use of Title 42, a policy put into effect March 2020 to expel more than 1 million migrants without hearing their asylum cases since the start of the pandemic. The panel, however, determined that the families who challenged the use of Title 42 were likely to succeed on their claims that U.S. laws prevent the government from sending them back to countries where they could face harm. The Title 42 policy was enacted by former President Trump in March of 2020 with the stated purpose of preventing those who cross the border illegally from potentially spreading the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday night. Host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me in the studio tonight.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And before we go on with the show, I want to give a shout out and say thank you to, I'm going to butcher your name here, Dan Harjes, H-A-R-J-E-S. Dan is a silver level amplifier. He contributes a sum of money to this show. What does that money do? That money goes to, well, it's part of our AMPS program, and that stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And so we're on 190 or so radio stations now, plus the internet and some satellite stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300, 400. It's not out of the question. If you enjoy this program and you enjoy the perspective that we bring, you enjoy the hosts and co-hosts, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Dan Harjes, for being an amplifier. Your support is sincerely appreciated, particularly when it comes to the perspective of freedom. All right, so We were talking to Sarah about communism. Oh, we were talking about McCarthyism and this article about big tech using the Ukraine to censor independent media.
And just to briefly address her, because she did have kind of a point of like, well, but the free market doesn't give people anything. It's like, well, what we have masquerading as the free market is really bad at giving people what they need to survive. That's a fact. That's true.
And well, I would disagree with that statement because there are things known as charity organizations.
Mm-hmm.
These charity organizations generally get sponsorship from market businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not direct. You know, do they get a tax? You know, I mean, there's all sorts of things involved. But
well, and one thing that does tie into, like, our earlier caller about, well, we need the government to help out this engineer. And the educational system, blah, blah, blah. So here's the thing. When the government says, I am doing this, the market says, I will not do this. Because we know how that goes. If you step on government toes, you get abducted.
Yeah.
So at the very least, you have them say, give me money or I'll abduct you. So when the government says, I will feed and house the people, the market says, okay, I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. What bothers me most about society right now is that there are, at least in the United States, you know, the geographic area known as the United States, there's a whole bunch of people participating in this sort of, you know, Russians bad thing that's going on right now, which would be considered McCarthyism under the definition that we told you about in the previous segment. But while the woke McCarthyists are certainly troublesome, it's nothing compared to the wave of censors who began their rise to power during the early Trump years on the backs of the woke. Donald Trump ignited a fire under new McCarthyists who would stop at nothing to silence any speech they deemed unfit for consumption, because Orange Man bad. Couple this hatred for Trump with his alleged ties to Putin, and we had a recipe for disaster. No longer did the woke cults have to travel to campuses to shut down their political rivals. Big tech took that over for them and effectively silenced anyone who'd dare commit one of the many new thought crimes. In early 2018, Facebook and Google tested the waters with this new era of McCarthyism, but instead of an entire group of people, they went after one man, Alex Jones. Jones was the perfect candidate, as he long espoused conspiracy theories in his latter years. He went from standing up for the rights of Muslims to pushing anti-Muslim rhetoric, giving his censors plenty of fodder. Facebook, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, all permanently deleted the InfoWars and Alex Jones channels, podcasts, and pages outside of their own domain.
At the same time.
Yeah. It was a coordinated effort. InfoWars was entirely purged from the internet, with their last holdout being Alex Jones' Twitter profile and, of course, their own website. Right?
So that's not true. It wasn't entirely purged from the internet. They still had their website. They still had their own app, which is unfortunate.
Save for those two things.
Because, like, it'd be nice if they had just said, hey, guys, since we're being banned here, here's the competitor for this service that we're going to.
Yes, InfoWars has frequent nonsense, but also a state power critique. Which publisher in the world with millions of subscribers is next to be wiped out for cultural transgression, WikiLeaks tweeted at the time. That tweet was met with hundreds of comments from folks praising the censorship of people subsequently attacking Julian Assange for standing against it.
They're silencing someone I don't like. That's good.
Right. InfoWars' ban was not only supported by every mainstream outlet, but they demanded it go even further by removing Jones' Twitter, his personal Twitter page, which happened shortly thereafter. The masses were once again engaged in McCarthyism, and once again, they didn't even realize it. Before and after Alex Jones was unpersoned by big tech, the Free Thought Project tried alerting everyone to the dangers of such a move. If they could take out Jones for his political rhetoric, they could take all of us out, and several months later, they did. On October 11th, 2018, That's the day the tech giants attempted to wipe out independent, liberty-minded, anti-war media from the airwaves. In a coordinated effort, hundreds of pages devoted to peace and liberty were memory-holed by social media giants. The purge happened around 12:30 p.m. with mainstream news launching at the same time, implying that they were working in concert and giving the heads up about the move. In a statement co-authored by Facebook head of cybersecurity Nathaniel Gleicher, who also happens to be the former White House National Security Council Director of Cybersecurity Policy, the massive social media platform explained that it has removed 559 pages and 251 accounts that have consistently broken our rules against spam and coordinated inauthentic behavior. Twitter followed shortly after by wiping out hundreds of accounts, including the Free Thought Project, on their platform as well. Free Talk Live has also been a target of this.
Inauthentic behavior.
Oh, yeah.
That is what Facebook is.
I know, right?
Like, seriously, do people, like, post pictures of that breakfast that they totally screwed up and burnt the toast on? No. No, this is not inauthentic behavior.
Yeah. Do they post the picture when they're out at the club after they've had three too many and they're hurling on the floor and they can't get up and their friends are standing around them wondering what to do, waiting for the paramedics to show up because they conked their head on the way down? No, no, they only show the nice picture of them entering the party when everybody's all, oh, it's fun.
I mean, and set aside the fact that they're saying we are the determiners of what behavior is and is not authentic.
Yeah, Facebook previously swept through. They built an algorithm that swept through what they called inauthentic names.
Right.
Right. And I got caught up in that some time ago. I waged war against Facebook.
Are you suggesting that it doesn't say Captain Kickass on your birth certificate?
I mean, so what if it doesn't? I predate Facebook. I predate the internet, and you know that nickname was around long before then. So, anyway, I fought for that, and you know, Free Talk Live hasn't gone unnoticed in any of this. But Twitter followed shortly after by wiping out hundreds of accounts, including the Free Thought Project, on their platform, just like they did with Alex Jones. The unaware McCarthyists praised the move until it came for them. Once again, we find ourselves on the cusp of a massive wave of censorship, and it has gone full circle. Back to the Red Scare of 1950. The Russians are once again the enemy, and anyone who doesn't want to engage in nuclear war against them is a Kremlin agent.
Well, history doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme.
603-283-6160. Are we better dead than red? Should we all duck and cover under our school desks? Is this Red Dawn? We'll find out coming up here on Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The other thing I wanted to tell you, Peakless Mountaineer, about that whole Facebook thing we talked about, you know, first hour, second hour, maybe, was that... part of their Facebook Protect program means that not only must you do things like use two-factor authentication, which hasn't really been proven to be effective against hackers because of social engineering, but they're also going to be giving these journalists, activists, media types, content creators, right? They're also going to be giving them extra monitoring. So my Facebook account and all the others who have gotten this notification that they're going to be forced to be enrolled in this program called Facebook Protect, supposedly to thwart against hackers that have never been a threat to my Facebook account, they got to have extra staff. So somebody is going to be extra monitoring all of these accounts. These are accounts of journalists. These are accounts of people doing, podcasts, radio programs, television, content creators, right? Journalists, writers, right? Reporters, things of that nature, artists even.
Well, for too long, we've just let the people believe that any old Tom, Dick, and Harry could just become a journalist. As if you had some kind of right of press or something.
Yeah.
No, we need to have specialized, licensed people to tell you what's going on.
For us here at Free Talk Live, you know, putting our media in the hands of big tech has always been a no-no. And to combat that, Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years already. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on all things COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and actually could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you'd like to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help Seed to keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Richard in New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Richard? Richard? We do not have Richard. I'm going to put you back on hold. Maybe we'll get you back. David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. So for years and years and years and years and years and a few more years, I've been whining and complaining about how the state of New Mexico has illegally trafficked my children, as I proved with the unanimous court decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals.
Indeed.
And Monica Zamora and John J. Romero being sanctioned by the higher court. So, in vengeance for that illegal act by the state of New Mexico on me, I've been paying close attention to what New Mexico's finest do in their personal and professional lives. And this week we have, the recent news over the last couple of weeks, in fact this happened in the same week, we had one representative and one senator, and I'll mention their name, but I won't rip on them too much because I happen to know both of them quite well. Daniel Ivey Soto has been accused by some fine lady of grabbing her bottom, but he doesn't remember any of that. And then we have a Georgine Lewis, who is a representative. I mean, these people make these laws, right? The laws that trafficked my children,
yep,
that I proved at the Court of Appeals. So the one guy that makes the laws that is a better person than I am is accused of grabbing somebody, a lobbyist bottom.
Well, let's be clear. It wasn't the law that trafficked your children. The law provided an excuse for the people that trafficked your children.
That is correct. That is correct. But the second lawmaker, Georgine Lewis, she makes the laws that trafficked my children illegally. And what she got caught doing was driving with twice the legal limit of alcohol in her system and 17 miles an hour over the speed limit in a 45 mile an hour zone. And that is what happens in New Mexico when you illegally traffic someone's children who doesn't appreciate it, and then they keep tabs on you forever and report it to anybody who will listen over the radio whenever possible.
I'm totally confused.
On what?
I fail to see the connection between, especially a causative connection, between her choice to traffic your children and her getting caught drunk driving.
It comes that these people are supposed to, they make the laws that control the rest of our lives. And I allege that they didn't even do that right, because I proved in one branch of the government that they can't do that. And the legislature should have been writing laws to make sure that the judicial branch couldn't make the obvious errors that they did. But they did it anyway, but they claim to be basically perfect people, the legislators, because they make laws that are just and true and upstanding, and then they violate other laws, and it's all hypocrisy, because they claim to be able to judge you and me and control our lives, and they can't even control their own lives to any sort of a level at all. In fact, they violate law in ridiculous levels, where the rest of us are being criticized for doing far lesser infractions, you follow me on that.
Well, I got to tell you, I care about one of those things and not the other. So, I mean, and this is not a terribly popular opinion, but like, if someone is driving while intoxicated but in no way harms anyone else, from my perspective, they haven't done anything wrong. Whereas when they kidnapped your children, that is pure malicious evil.
Right. Well, I'll agree, and I'll agree with you on the pure malicious evil part. So we agree on that one.
All right. Hey, we appreciate the call, David. Thanks. Let's try. Oh, and Richard. All right. I was going to try Richard again, but he dropped off.
We had him, and we lost.
All right. We got a couple of minutes here. I just want to say that if you cheer for anybody losing their freedom of speech, you're the a-hole. If somebody gets deplatformed and you're like, good, right, you are the enemy.
Yeah. Well, no idea is so terrible that we cannot hear it and at least dismiss it, maybe laugh about it, or at least maybe go, huh, that's a dangerous idea right there.
The whole point of freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom, you know, all that kind of stuff, the whole point of it is so that you can keep an eye on who the a-holes are. And the minute you disallow the a-holes from publishing or saying or, you know, skywriting, whatever it is that they can afford to do, you become the a-hole. You push them so far underground now that they have no choice but to come back in some other way, and also you lose perspective on who they are and what they're doing.
And when you forbid an idea, you give it more credibility than it deserves.
Absolutely you do.
And I really have to point out that right now, we are being turned against each other in terms of, I support Russia, I support Ukraine. Okay, that's nonsense. Don't fall for it. Support the people of both of those geographical regions and condemn the tyrants that are killing them in both geographical regions.
Just to finish up this bit from the Free Thought Project, after Russia invaded the Ukraine, and this is relevant to what you just said, after Russia invaded the Ukraine, the neo-McCarthyists came out of the woodwork and demanded anyone who spreads misinformation be unceremoniously silenced. But misinformation is entirely subjective. Nevertheless, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Netflix, TikTok, and more have all blocked Russian news broadcasts and content, seemingly at the behest of the EU, which announced it will ban the networks from broadcasting on television.
So, yeah, and I got to say it again, there's so much wrong information in every direction flying around out there right now. Don't let it rile you up. Just give it a second. We'll sort this out in a bit. But right now, there are people lying to you in all sorts of ways from every direction.
That's true. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you joining us here on Free Talk Live. If you missed any of tonight's program, you can, well, hear it over at Free Talk Live, probably in about a half hour or so, or any other previous program as well. Our archives are all up there. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow night for the Sunday edition. Thanks, and peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.